Welcome to Wild Magic with me, your host, Adrienne Cobb. Join me on a journey back home to your truest self in this inspiring, enlightening, and entertaining show. After a near-death experience in a car crash at 15 years old, I made a choice to stay and brought back with me three simple truths that I found from the other side. Love is all there is. Our time is over here quicker than we think. And we all have a purpose, a soul blueprint to fulfill. On this show, you will find a higher purpose, a creative expression, and unique soul attributes that you can bring forth into this world. Stay tuned with me for the next hour and find your higher purpose on Wild Magic, starting now. Welcome. I'm Adrienne Cobb, your host for Wild Magic with Adrienne. Appreciate you joining me today. So today we are doing the angelic magic. And the angelic magic is all about learning how to connect to the angels, not just necessarily for prayers and blessings and things like that, but actually just even as friends. I mean, they are totally available to us and can step into the energy field in a way that brings a level of support and connection to us that we may not have in other places in our life. And they can become really what the show is about, is like them becoming like your new best friend in a sense, and accepting you and all your quirkiness and your bad hair days and whatever else you might have going on. So to work with the angels, a lot of times we want to call them in, you know, oftentimes like when we're in crisis, and that works, you know, they'll for sure show up and stuff like that. But it's also nice to be able to connect to the angels when it comes down to hanging out, being in a calmer place inside yourself, and just beginning to really enjoy them and that connection that we have to the other worlds. We live really worlds within worlds. So like, for instance, when you're outside, your physical eyes are seeing trees and seeing flowers, you know, maybe a mountain or an ocean, but energetically there's tree spirits that are dwelling within that tree. There's like fairies, devas. So when you look at the nature kingdom, we're living worlds within worlds. Well, likewise, as a human being, we're also living worlds within worlds, just slightly above us, just that dimension slightly above us. We have the angelic beings, the cosmic avatars, we have the galactic councils, planetary light beings, ascended masters, and then the nature kingdom. So these are kind of like your seven primary like tribes, councils, families of light, and they really are our family of light, and they travel with us lifetime to lifetime. So whenever you're working with them, like if you can imagine being like an infant coming into this world, those tribes of light actually are supporting you as you're being born into the world while you're in utero. Little babies oftentimes are still very connected to the beings of light that they have an affinity for. And your specific tribe of light is aligned to you really as you become like this individualized flame of spirit. You kind of want to connect into one of those tribes of light. And then from there, you'll just keep returning back to them in between every lifetime. But if you're asking for guidance, they are usually the ones that are supporting you. If you're doing healing work on yourself or others, they're usually acting through you. When you're meditating, praying, blessing, needing assistance, calling in help, they're the ones that are usually there. So this particular show, Angelic Magic, is about focusing on the angelic aspect. And then we're going to blend in the other tribes of light as well. So today, working with us and joining us here in the studio is going to be Archangel Michael. Kind of one of your more well-known angels. Most people have heard of Archangel Michael and know Archangel Michael. So Archangel Michael, the reason we're calling him in first, actually, is because we have seven primary chakras in our body, but each chakra deals with a particular quality essence or array of creation. So the chakras are like these spinning discs of light, but they're like power flames as well. So when they get lit up, they can actually manifest energy. They can etherealize energy. And it's one way that we co-create here on this planet. Well, what the angels do, particularly in this case, the archangels, is they help to bring forth the feeling energy of that specific ray of creation. So Archangel Michael happens to be the first ray of creation, which deals with the throat chakra. and brings forth this blue ray of divine power, divine truth, divine will. So some really awesome quality essences. And so for some people, that is a particular chakra that maybe you have developed over time, maybe even over lifetimes, and it's part of your soul blueprint. And the soul blueprint is like, it's a download of kind of like a hologram of energy that allows you really just to be most fulfilled in your life. So when that soul blueprint's activated, you are making choices. You're in like this groove, this flow with the world where things just kind of come to you. Things just line up. And the soul blueprint, you know, we're always living some version of our soul blueprint, but it always comes in like layers of it. So in other words, if you're not very in touch with yourself and, you know, really listening deeply, you're living some version way over here that might be a much lesser version and not as much fulfillment. But the closer you get centered back to yourself and more kind of connected and centered into yourself, then what happens is your soul blueprint, that vibrational resonance becomes much higher. And then you actually start to, in that higher vibrational resonance, you start attracting in that synchronicity of miracles and that alignment of things in your life and really that lover above energy. That's kind of our goal. So working with angelic magic, the angels, we're going to be working with the archangels and some of the tribes of light, learning just how to navigate that terrain. Again, as a baby, they were around you and you knew they were there. Also, when we leave this world, they're the ones oftentimes greeting us on the other side, helping us with our life review, helping us to integrate in between lifetimes. And they have like temples of light. So the angelic realms have their whole realm that they deal with. And then each archangel has its own temple of light. Now, Archangel Michael does have a temple of light, so like a home in a sense in this world. It's etheric, so it is an etheric energy, but it is noticeable in Banff, Canada. And so when there's an etheric retreat for a particular ascended master or angelic being, they're going to be oftentimes within a mountain chain, sometimes within the ocean, but it's usually like a vibrational place kind of right above us. So it's an etheric energy that's a dimension right above us. Again, we live worlds within worlds, and it doesn't actually take that much of our intuition to begin sensing if there's a vortex, like Sedona, Arizona has a lot of vortexes, or if we're in the woods that maybe we're connected to tree spirits or fairies or devas, or like a lot of times if you're in a hospital or you've been praying for somebody, you'll feel a lot of angels, or if you go into a cathedral of some sort. Actually, one of the most spectacular human-made temples I've ever been into that had just an enormous resonance to it was by Gaudi, and it's in Barcelona, Spain. If you ever get a chance to go there, I highly recommend it. I've never come across any feeling like it. So Gaudi being an artist and creating a bunch of different things in Barcelona, but this particular temple, which they're still building, he's already passed away, but they're still building this temple, still trying to get in the spheres right and all that. What's made with almost like a type of like a sacred geometry, but when you walk into the temple there that Gaudi has built, it's an amazing frequency where you can feel the Elohim angels, you can feel the archangels, you can feel the ascended masters. It's like you can feel many different types of beings of light that are kind of holding anchor there and blessing people there. I think they actually do some kind of religious or church service there, but and there's a tremendous light. So if you were an artist and you went into it, you could see the way the light cascades through these very high peaks in the energy field, the colors that come into it. The architecture is very different. So they're holding energy. And then there's other churches, like let's say, Europe's a good place to go for that just because it has so much energy built up. But in other places where there's a lot of resonance, where maybe that particular church, like let's say we were to go into South America, they have a lot of resonance to the Virgin of Guadalupe or Mother Mary's energy. So when you go into those energies, that shows up, and all of a sudden you just feel like you're in the presence of Mother Mary. So again, or different angels. So anyway, different physical locations can actually hold a resonance for these beings of light, but typically they have etheric resonances. So again, Archangel Michael, his home in a sense here with us is located in Banff, Canada. All righty. So kind of clearing that up. So we're going to actually take a little trip, a little soul travel trip up to his home when we get back from this break. So stay with us. We'll be back in just a moment.
God, Where Are You? It's Me is a book that will inspire you, uplift you, and motivate you into pushing through the darkness to find the light. How to connect back to the God of your understanding when you feel all is lost. It will inspire you to keep expanding into the next level of life's journey and remind you that you are not forgotten. If life's struggles make you feel disconnected or left behind, and you just do not know where to turn anymore, this book is for you. Explore how simple life tools can last a lifetime when navigating through new territories. With each page, prepare to have your energy shifted and prepare to unlock the secrets within. If you're interested in reading this amazing book, God, Where Are You? It's Me. Visit us at TracyLClark.com. And tune in to the Tracy L. Clark Show as featured on Transformation Talk Radio.
Listen up. The wealth you receive is a result of your personal relationship with the soul of money, meaning your spiritual well-being affects your ability to create abundance. Jennifer Bloom works with people to mend the spiritual disconnects that block up the cash flow. How's your relationship with yourself? Are you in balance with the divine? I know, these are big questions, but there are answers. Take Jennifer's free money relationship quiz to learn where you need to focus your energy and watch yourself grow into the abundance you deserve. Trust the divine. Learn to receive. You are worthy of all the wealth you seek. Visit jenniferbloom.com and click on the purple banner to take the free money relationship quiz. That's Jennifer Bloom, BLOOME.com.
Are you ready to branch out, to take a leap of faith, to love yourself and others fully? Join Erica Gifford Mills in her signature series, The Rooted Life. This virtual 12-week series will equip, empower, and enlighten you. This is a coaching series that allows both group and individual work. 12 weekly, 1-hour sessions in the comfort of your own home. Schedule your free Empower Hour now at GetRootedRadio.com. That is GetRootedRadio.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hey, all right, welcome back. I am Adrian, your host, and you're with Wild Magic with Adrian. Okay, so what we've been talking about is actually just learning how to befriend the angels. And today we're working with Archangel Michael. We'll be getting to Orion, who is kind of a star angel as well, for any of those out there who have connections to the angelic beings and the star beings, kind of a hybrid there. We'll get to that in a minute, though. So we were talking about how Archangel Michael has his own kind of home, his own dwelling, his own sacred space up in Banff, Canada, and it's an etheric retreat. So I have taught Quest up there before, very majestic, right over the border there into Canada, and these beautiful blue glacier lakes and stuff. So again, pretty spectacular. So whenever I do teach Quest, like if you go to the Tetons, there's an etheric retreat for Lord Lanto and Archangel Jovial, which we're going to cover a little bit later. If you go out to Mount Shasta, there is Saint Germain, Archangel Zadkiel. So again, we're going to kind of break down and kind of do a little bit of soul traveling here. But today, let's go ahead and do some soul traveling where we're just going to relax into ourselves, kind of like a meditation, but you're actually just sort of letting yourself kind of soul travel. We want to go in and actually you know, join in and kind of meet up with the energy of Archangel Michael. A lot of people don't think to actually soul travel to go be with these beings, but you can do it, and you can also call them in around you. So to help us make that adjustment, first, I just want you, we're going to call in Archangel Michael. So like we're just going to be having a little cup of tea or something, right? And we're going to call in Archangel Michael to come in and around our energy field. So just take a deep breath, and I want you to breathe in and out of your heart center. So I'm breathing in, and I'm breathing out. And we're just centering ourselves. I'm breathing in the grace and gratitude for my life. I'm breathing out. I'm breathing in to lover above energy. I'm breathing out. And you'll notice just even 3 to 5 simple breaths of just focusing on breathing in and out of your heart, it manually opens the heart chakra. So that's all you have to do when you feel like you're not in your heart, is just start manually breathing through the heart. And then you instantly tap into the wisdom. The heart has an amazing wisdom, way better than even the brain. But the reason I like focusing on the heart when we're working with angels is that the heart chakra is like this communication center that angels like to work through, because angels mostly communicate and relate to feelings, and the heart holds the connection of feelings. When you get into the lower three chakras, you really start dealing with emotions, and emotions are like reactions to life. They come and go, hundreds, you know, thousands in a day. So they can be a little bit unstable, but feelings is a more true thing that's going on. And you can even ask yourself when you wake up in the morning or throughout the day, how do I feel? And it's not relevant to anything going on. It's just, how do I feel? And it's a way of training yourself to become more heart-centered, to start paying more attention to your feelings, particularly if you're an empath, because empaths tend to tune into other people all the time. And they're great at being of service that way, but they don't always remember to tune into how they feel and then govern their life based on them being the center point of their world. So rhythmically kind of just remembering to ask yourself the question, how do I feel? And, you know, you might be feeling great. You might be feeling sad. You might be feeling whatever, but that's just something to kind of keep in mind. So the angels communicate through the heart, as does your soul. And so we have a whole soul body that we are working with when we're having human experiences. And so the soul not only has a heart wisdom, but it has an angelic wisdom, and then it has the soul wisdom too. And it helps you to come more into compassion. It just helps you to flow a little more gracefully in your life. You tend to see things, not take things as personal, but see things more for a little bit more of a heart-centered truth. Now, everything in this world has a signature energy to it. It has a color, a lightness, a light, a feeling tone, a fragrance, a sound frequency, and a symbol. And we all have different types of intuition. So as we call Archangel Michael in and around us, we're breathing through the heart. So just keep yourself centered there. You might want to close your eyes. It makes it a little bit easier sometimes. I want you to really trust yourself, trust your intuition. That's a big part of working with any of these beings of light, is trusting yourself, even if you think you're imagining it. And when we call in Archangel Michael in and around us, I just want you to notice, when we invite that energy in, how does it feel to you? Is there a color, a light, a feeling, perhaps a fragrance, a symbol, a sound frequency? Most people see colors, lights, feelings. You might get a sense of something. So either you're going to know it, see it, sense it, feel it. And just take a moment as we invite Archangel Michael into your space, your home. Notice that that being can be with all of us at once. And, you know, sometimes it'll feel a little different. Like for me today, I'm noticing a sense of strength. It's something I might need in my personal life right now, is to have some personal strength. So you might feel protection. That's an Archangel Michael quality. You might feel powerful. You might feel like you want to speak your truth. It might make you feel more peaceful. He also has a tremendous type of love to him, comfort energy, definitely more of a warrior energy. So again, just noticing how Archangel Michael feels to you. Sense, feel, know, be aware of. Just noticing, that's you reaching out. That's you making a new friend right here, right now. And some people really feel an affinity to Archangel Michael, like they call him in for prayers, but they don't actually know exactly how he feels. And that's the best way. It's like if you're making a new friend, you just need to like reach out, talk to them, sit with them, be present with them in your energy field. And then when we get into calling in other angels along the way, you're going to begin to notice the difference between this angel frequency versus that angel frequency. So if they start just randomly coming to you, then yeah, you'll start to notice the difference. Okay, now I'm just noticing that energy. And I want you to, we're going to ask Archangel Michael to bring forth, download us with that sapphire blue force field of light. So that's a prayer that you can actually do. It's very strong for psychic protection. It's very strong for filling up all the cells in your body with that higher light. That is just, it brings strength and resilience and empowerment to you. It's amazing quality. When I first started using it, I was doing it more for kind of psychic protection. And I would call in Archangel Michael, and then I call in downloading, you know, the sapphire blue force field of light in, around, and through me, my home, anything in my home, like a pet or child or whatever. I pull it around my car, my bike, because I do bicycle a lot. And then I ask it to be in a 50-foot radius all around me. So as I'm walking through the world, that sapphire blue force field of light is not only governing my energy field, but it's helping anything in about a 50-foot radius around me as well, you know, to have that protection, that strength, that empowerment. So again, at first I started doing it more for psychic protection, particularly when I go to bed at night or when I wake up in the day. And that was great. It worked like a charm. But what I noticed in doing it over and over and over and over for a period of months is that then I started to notice I felt more strong physically. Like I just felt more resolved, more resilient, more empowered, stronger. My mind became more focused. Like the will, that divine will energy, which works with this ray, this blue ray, that divine will energy became stronger. And I noticed I could stay focused and accomplish things and move forward. And I could also sense and speak the truth about things easier. Then the third thing that happened was I became strong enough in my energy field, not just psychically, but also internally throughout my entire being. I became strong enough to start holding my my soul blueprint. So all of a sudden the podcast opened up and all kinds of other projects started opening up for me because I was literally strong enough energetically to actually hold my soul blueprint, because it takes strength to focus something in the manifestation in this world. And most of the time we're just like ships blowing in the wind, right? So it's nice to have that Archangel Michael energy come in. Okay, so now we're going to make a little shift here, and we're going to actually now begin soul traveling. Very easy to do. So just take a deep breath. You do this every night when you sleep usually. And we're going to open up that portal of light at the eighth chakra. It's a portal of light. And we're going to direct our energy, cause a portal of light to the etheric retreat of Archangel Michael. Just allowing yourself just easily and effortlessly with all these blue flame angels enfolding us and directing your consciousness. And you wouldn't even really have to know where the etheric retreat is. You can just say, I'm going to the etheric retreat of whatever being, in this case, Archangel Michael. And just feeling yourself just very lightly, just kind of come up out of your body. And we're entering into now the temple of Archangel Michael. And I'm going to help hold that space for all of us. And noticing as we enter into this beautiful grandeur temple of light of Archangel Michael, you might begin to notice hearing trumpets. That's one of his signature sound frequencies, trumpets, you know, glory of, you know, type energy. And just feeling that presence and just being imbued, just literally just letting yourself walk into that temple and just be blessed and be imbued by the frequency of Archangel Michael, that sacred fire flame, blue flame of Archangel Michael. And we're going to ask this energy to support you in whatever you most need right now. So when Archangel Michael comes in around you, it does support you in whatever you need. Like, let's say for me, it was strength, right? Notice whatever it was for you. But then when we go to that temple, it expands it. It makes it even stronger on the inner levels, because we're really going into the actual residence, the radiant light of Archangel Michael. So it amplifies energy. And you may notice it starts to clear other things in your head, your body. And so I want you to think about something that maybe would be, that maybe you're wanting assistance with right now. So we're going to ask for some assistance from our new best friend, Archangel Michael. And just feeling into that, something that comes from your soul, something that comes from your heart, something you want help with. Maybe it's a health issue. Maybe it's a financial issue. Maybe it's a relationship issue. Those are the top three big ones. Anything else? And just say, you know, please assist me, Archangel Michael and the Blue Flame Angels, because he has his own tribe of angels that works with him, a whole legion, to please assist me now with whatever you're asking for. Just take a moment to do that. Show me the highest truth. Guide me in the lover above direction. Clear my path. Like, one thing Archangel Michael is great with is just clearing the path. Clearing the path of any obstacles, smooth sailing, moving forward with ease and grace, kind of that lover above energy. Okay, and just sort of feeling that energy as it comes in and around you. And notice if there's any guidance. Like, is there any guidance coming in for you? Like, anything that you can do or need to know or be supported in right now? So that's the other thing that angels do, is they literally talk to us and they give us guidance. All right, so just breathe in and take a moment and just listen to see if there's any guidance about what it is you're asking about. And you'll notice that when that guidance comes in, it comes in with a strength, a fortitude, a resilience. So it's not just guidance. It's going to come in with the quality essence, the feeling tone of Archangel Michael, which is normally this uplifting, I've got your back, you've got this, have courage, let's move it forward here kind of energy. All right, just kind of allowing that to, not only that guidance to come in that maybe you need to hear right now, but also the strength that comes with that guidance, that literally, that's what angels do. They literally uplift our energy field. It's one of the gifts that they bring humanity. And yeah, and I really like giving back to angels. Again, it's a friendship, you know, it's co-creative. Angels have free will, we have free will, and it's important to honor that, right? So we just also want to be in service, and a great way to be in service with angels, maybe any being of light, but it's to send forth our infinite love, adoration, and gratitude to Archangel Michael and the cause of Archangel Michael, because Archangel Michael serves on many galactic councils. Some of you that are out there kind of listening right now, you might be aware of, or shortly going to be aware of, the fact that you work on galactic councils. And a galactic council is like a, it's a group of beings, usually ascended masters or angels, sometimes star beings, cosmic beings, including you. If you're of a high level of service, oftentimes you will work on a galactic council with these other beings of light. And so when you go to sleep at night, it's like you got a whole nother life where you're being of service on the inner levels, you holding presence here in the earth is like an acupuncture point on the earth itself. And so you're helping to ground energy of these galactic councils, and you're bringing in transmissions of light and cosmic downloads. And so we're going to open up to Archangel Michael and just ask, hey, if there's any way I can be of service to you to help download this higher cause, these galactic transmissions, whatever would be most helpful for the planet. I'm of service. I'm willing to be of service to the earth and the family of humanity and all sentient life. So one way of giving back is saying infinite love, adoration, and gratitude. I'm sending pure love and light back to Archangel Michael. Another way of doing it is, you know, I'm willing to be of service to this higher cause. Just because you just have an affinity, a real love for Archangel Michael, you might really be in the order of Michael. So in other words, as a human being, you can actually be in service to an order of one of these angelic beings. And Archangel Michael might be one of the orders that you actually belong to. So we're just going to let that settle for a minute. We're going to take a break, and we will be back in just a moment. I'm Adrian, your host with Wild Magic with Adrian.
Being a mom is one of the most rewarding and challenging parts of life. And you are tired, I'm sure. But look, when you make time for personal development, you will show up better for your children. Alicia Lyons is the mom support coach, helping moms like you become the people they want their kids to look up to. Schedule your free consultation at alishalyons.com today. ALYSIALYONS.com.
Imagine what it would be like to turn your pain into purpose. Tune in to Transformation with Martinet every second and fourth Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Martinet and her guests are here shining their lights today through empowering stories of hardship and transformation. Begin to see your life in a new light. Visit MartinetEmmons.com and tune in every second and fourth Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific to Transformation with Martinet.
Do you question what an authentic life really looks like? Tune in to The Alley Effect with Allison Blythe, authentically living life your way. Every first and third Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com, where Allison Blythe brings you tools, resources, and actionable steps toward your very best life. Take responsibility for your own happiness. For more about Allison, visit Allison, A-L-L-Y-S-O-N, Blythe, B-L-Y-T-H-E.com.
Do you wish you could wake up feeling motivated, inspired, and fully connected to your higher self so that you make better, more intentional decisions throughout the day? Tune into Coffee with the Universe with me, Laura Goldstein, every third Tuesday of the month at 2 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit www.cwtu.net for show details.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Tune in to the show Heart Change Consciousness with me, Dr. Trish DeRocher, as stories of inspired activism come to life. Listening to conversations with your favorite authors, change makers, and many more who practice inspired spiritual activism and transform vulnerabilities into sources of strength. Let's be inspired together through my show Heart Change Consciousness on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Not just talk, conversation for profound self-awareness. Stick with us. Your best life awaits on TransformationTalkRadio.com. What did you say?
Welcome. I'm Adrienne Cobb, your host for Wild Magic with Adrienne. So thank you so much for joining. And if you're just not joining in, what we're working on today with the angelic magic is we're stepping in and we're working with Archangel Michael and really inviting in that friendship, like a really strong relationship with this angelic being, because angels can have relationships with her, just like pets. You know, people would say, oh, it's just a stupid animal. But it's not. We all know that they're not, right? So what happens is that you know, if you have animals, or maybe you have plants, or maybe you have something else that's not necessarily a human being that you have a very close and intuitive relationship with, it's the same thing, right? And angels are no different. They're just one octave of energy kind of above us in a sense. So they're not that far out of reach. They sit very, very close to the human realm. And one of their whole purposes is actually to support the family of humanity. And we can have a super cooperative relationship with them where we are opening up, inviting them in, not just at times when we need help, but to sit with them as a friend, to ask for guidance, to bless them, to bless an angel, to bless that angel's cause. So it becomes more of a mutual beneficial type of relationship. And I think the angels really appreciate that, you know, not necessarily to be put on a pedestal by us, but to realize that we are our own divine beings, that we're not less than an angel. We are our own divine beings, and that we are working cooperatively with the angelic kingdom. And to be here in this world, it actually is kind of a threefold flame, where, you know, the human being relationship is it's dependent upon and cooperative with the nature kingdom, the earth and the nature beings, because when you think about it, there's nothing we do in this world that doesn't require nature, whether it's the things that we build a home out of, or the foods we eat, or the herbs we take, or whatever we do. So being in cooperation with the nature beings is partly how you fulfill a soul blueprint, is that you're honoring to the earth. And the way I kind of run my company is with a triple bottom line. So basically, whatever I do, whatever I'm making, not only am I trying to be of service with my company, but I'm also making sure that any resources I use in the planet, that I'm minimal with it, and that I'm trying to give back, whether it's recycling or whatever. And then also the ability to kind of donate to something, to actually raise the vibration. So a triple bottom line. So, and that's kind of how you can think about the relationship with your angels, is having a triple bottom line with your spiritual relationship with life, so that you're honoring to the nature kingdom and the nature beings that we're co-creating with, as well as the angels. And the angels are always evolving too, just like we're evolving, they're evolving. And that goes a long way, actually. So in supporting them, blessing them, and letting them bless us. And you'll find that as we go through the series, you might have an affinity based on your nature. You might have an affinity more for the angel of divine wisdom, Archangel Jovial, because that's where you spend a lot of time in yourself. Or maybe you've developed the flame of peace and you work a lot with Archangel Uriel. So as we go through these 12 different archangels and different tribes of light, notice where you have an affinity for and a natural, easy communication with. So for those of us who are relating a lot with Archangel Michael, again, just kind of breathing in and expanding out into that energy, noticing that temple of light that we've kind of traveled to, and just gently calling yourself back now, being in your body again, just with that sense of gratitude. Gratitude is a great way to receive energy, is just being in gratitude. And I will say this probably over and over, that a human being is really two parts gratitude, one part love, right? Like hydrogen, you know, H2O, because we're mostly water. Two parts hydrogen would be our gratitude feeling. One part love would be the oxygen energy. So when you align with that gratitude, the angels love it. They just love it. They just eat that up. And what they like about it is that a lot of times when people are saying prayers and wanting to asks for help. On one hand, they're like, help me, help me, help me. And then the angel rushes in and says, I'll help you. I'll help you. This is, you know, I love you. I'll do whatever. And then you're like, oh, no, I'm just going to stay where I'm at, actually. And the angel's like, oh, okay. And it'll kind of wander off. And then you'll get to this point where you're like, help me, help me, help me. And the angel will rush in. Oh, that soul's ready to grow. Let's help them out. And then you'd be like, nah, I think I'm just going to like hang out where I'm at. So you really want to go into gratitude, allowing and accepting. And the reason that human beings oftentimes don't accept the help from an angel, I mean, they pray for that perfect relationship. They pray to win the lottery. They pray for God only knows, right? We just have all these prayers out there, most of which could be answered really quickly and manifest just with ease and grace. But our unconscious and our belief systems, and we just don't want to change. Like, we get afraid of the unknown. So I'd say one of the biggest reasons I've noticed that people can even consciously know that they are not in a good situation, or that they know that they need to make a change in their life or something better to happen, is that we will stay in the status quo and not kind of show up with our own inner truth, our own living truth. And then there's just only so much the angels can do with that. It's kind of like the boy crying wolf, in a sense. You know, it's like, you know, we ask for all this help and then we just sort of shoot it down as it comes in. So really, if you're going to ask for assistance, one thing that I really like doing is taking my prayers or a blessing ball, which I covered, whatever that was, maybe last week. But I always turn my prayers, blessing balls, over to the divine mind, the heart of all creation, source energy, my own higher presence, to qualify the energy and to organize it in a way that serves my highest and best good. And I notice that that part of my human brain that's afraid of letting go of control or afraid of the unknown kind of relaxes a little. So when I say the prayer and I turn it over to a higher power, whatever that higher power is for you, then I find that I'm more receptive to let good things, lover above energy, synchronicity of miracles come in, because I've turned it over and I know it's been qualified. And I think, you know, sometimes that's also if we feel like we have either been controlled by parents, or maybe we haven't had enough support from our parents, or we've had whatever it was in our childhood that might have been a bit discordant for us, then a lot of times we just won't let that energy in. We won't actually trust the unknown or trust a higher power, because we don't have a level of support already built into our nervous system, particularly from the age of maybe 0 to 5. Now, if you had a more supportive childhood, you might find that you do flow a little better with life and you are a little more open. But I find, you know, anyway, that's kind of one of the deals. So you turn your prayers over to ask it to be organized on your highest and best good. That can help your mind kind of loosen up a little bit and let a prayer in. All right. Now, the other being that we wanted to work with today is Orion. So sometimes Orion is considered an archangel. Sometimes Orion is considered a star being. So if you know anything about the celestial system and the stars, there's the belt of Orion. Again, it's a pretty well-known one, pretty famous, and it's 3 stars in a row. And that is called the belt of Orion. So Orion is essentially probably like the whole being of the star system, but the belt is really where the activity goes on. And there's 3 different stars there. One star deals with Ra, which is that Egyptian energy coming from the Egyptian star systems. The middle one is Orion. And then the other one over here is Arcturus. It's dealing with that gateway to Arcturus. So Orion itself is actually a portal, a gateway for dimensional energies to come in and out of into this particular universe. So Orion kind of has a big job in terms of governing sort of the star system and the influx of energy coming into this planet on a terrestrial, you know, extraterrestrial kind of celestial type energy, but also works very well actually with Archangel Michael's energy, and is a very similar frequency, slightly different, and you'll feel it in just a minute. So again, if you are a star being, if your tribe of light happens to be star beings, Orion might be one of the star systems that you're familiar with or come from. There's also the Pleiades, and we'll get into more of this in other calls, but there's Pleiades and Lyrians and Sirians and Arcturians, all kinds of different beings. So with Orion, then again, if you find that you work really well, you can't decide, gosh, am I angelic or am I a star being? You might be both. And like I said, that's a hybrid, that you have spent time in both realms of light, both dimensions, and really aligned yourself to those frequencies. So today is Orion. So let's do something kind of similar where I just want you to breathe in. You're probably already fairly centered in your heart, but I just want you to breathe in and out of your heart. Breathing into your heart and breathing out of your heart. Breathing into your heart, that energy of grace and gratitude. Breathing out of your heart, infinite love, adoration, and gratitude. And Orion also has a signature energy. So I want you to, we're going to call forth the energy of Orion, and I want you to sense, see, hear, feel, know, however your intuition works, because we're all unique. And I want you to sense, to the best of your ability, how does Orion's energy feel to you? It's going to feel a little different than Archangel Michael. So noticing any light, color, feeling, fragrance, symbol, sound. Also might have kind of a bluish energy, but it'll be a different shade of blue, kind of a different color of blue. You might notice blues, whites, some other kind of color. That's perfectly fine. It might be a little bit more celestial. Archangel Michael has a very kind of powerful energy. Orion's energy seems a little bit lighter in frequency. Still powerful, but just a little bit more, a little bit of a lighter frequency. And we're just going to ask Orion's energy to bless us, just to bless our energy with whatever is most supportive for us right now in the moment. Orion's energy is great at harmonizing our nervous system. Maybe higher clarity about something. Right. So just asking the energy to come in. Now we're going to send our energy out like we're soul traveling. We're going to soul travel. In this case, it's not exactly in this world. We're going to the etheric retreat, or let's say a temple of light, for this angelic star being of Orion. So now sending your energy out to the belt of Orion, to that middle star, that energy of Orion, that portal, that gateway. And noticing how that feels. That feels very comfortable for you. If you're a planetary or star being, you might find that it's a very comfortable energy. If you're some other tribe of light, it may not be all that appealing to you, but that's okay. And just breathing in and noticing how that feels. Entering into the Temple of Light of Orion, and we're going to ask to be blessed with a gift. And let's practice with the unknown. So I'm just going to ask Orion to bless us with whatever's in our highest good. And we're just going to, again, open to gratitude, knowing that this being has your best interest in mind. And we're just going to call in, qualified already with love or above energy, pure love and light. So nothing comes in that's not of that frequency. So we're covered. Just asking this angelic star being Orion, please bless us for something that's unknown, something we wouldn't even know that will make our life even better. Even better than we could have imagined possible, that we didn't even know would make it better. I mean, how fun is that? It's like a surprise. It's like Christmas morning, right? So just taking that in, knowing that that gift is being given, that you're being downloaded with that transmission, that gift, that receiving of that energy. You just want to start looking for it in your life. So I want you to take a deep breath, coming back into your body. So we just give, send infinite love, adoration, and gratitude to Orion as a reciprocal gift, a circuitry. Giving thanks, this is done. So I hope you enjoyed the show today with angelic magic, working with Archangel Michael and the angelic star being of Orion. Hope you continue to, join me for my shows. Next week will be the energy for the Indigo Soul Tribe. So hope to see you then. Thank you so much. I'm Adrienne Cobb with Wild Magic with Adrienne. You've been on Transformation Radio Talk Radio. Thanks for tuning in to Wild Magic with me, your host, Adrienne Cobb. Each one of us has a soul purpose on this earth and a higher purpose full of creative expression and unique soul attributes. Make sure to tune in next week on TransformationTalkRadio.com to continue your journey home to your truest self and pursue the path of unconditional self-love. If you would like to learn more about me, visit MyWildMagic.com. Again, that's MyWildMagic.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.